Revelation chapter 12. And a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed in the sun, while the moon was below her feet, and on her head was a crown of 12 stars. Now she was with child, and she was crying out, being with pains of labour and in the agony of giving birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky, and there was a large fiery dragon, which had 7 heads and 10 horns, with 7 diadems on its heads. And its tail swept 1/3 of the stars of the sky aside, and cast them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, in order to devour her child when she had given birth. And she bore a son, a male, who was destined to tend all the nations with a rod of iron. Then her child was carried off to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God, in order to feed her there for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels were to fight against the dragon, and the dragon fought them, as did his angels. But he did not prevail, nor was room found for him in heaven any longer. And the great dragon, the old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who leads the whole world astray, was cast down. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven, which said, Now salvation has come about, as have the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, because the accuser of our brothers, who used to accuse them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by virtue of the blood of the Lamb and by virtue of the word of their testimony, when they did not love their life, maintaining that resolve up to death. On account of this, be jubilant, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, harbouring great wrath, knowing that he has little time. And when the dragon saw that he had been cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given a pair of a great eagle's wings in order to fly into the desert, to her place, in order to be fed there for a time and times and half a time, away from the presence of the serpent. Then the serpent spewed water like a river out of its mouth, chasing after the woman, in order to get her swept away by the river. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon became angry with the woman, and went away to wage war on the remainder of her seed, those who keep the commandments of God and who have the testimony of Jesus.